Toll in Florida from Hurricane Ian reached 47, a number that is expected to climb. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will visit the state on Wednesday after a visit to Puerto Rico tomorrow. The island is still reeling in the wake of Hurricane Fiona. For both Puerto Rico and Florida, recovery is now the primary focus.
The sounds of hurricane recovery echoed around Fort Myers as the first heavy machinery got to work clearing storm debris. For now, the Florida Air National Guard is moving the wreckage into piles to clear the streets. The task at hand is enormous across southwest Florida, given the sheer scale of devastation from Ian. Bridges destroyed, trees and lampposts tossed into pools, gutted hotels. Damage estimates go as high as $100 billion.
Okay, good.
With 850,000 people still without electricity, the U.S. Army has set up distribution sites for bottled water and food. Ricky Anderson, a recent transplant from Illinois, among those pleading for help.
We have no power, no phone service, nothing. So we just like a little help. I'd like a little help to get my home back in shape because I have nowhere to go.
Anyone home? Search and rescue!
On decimated Sanibel Island, rescue operations continued today.
Your son sent us. We're a rescue organization.
Some are volunteers helping concerned family members.
So we got this one clear, and then you have
28 and 68.
Others are with the fire department, going door to door, checking for signs of life.
You see people chipping in, they're not getting paid for it. There's even people whose homes are destroyed, but they're helping.
On Pine Island, rescue operations arrived on the largest barrier island on Florida's Gulf Coast, where the storm was ferocious.
The water was at least eight to 10 feet high for sure, and there was 4-foot waves in the streets, and the water just kept pounding the house, and we watched boats, houses, we watched everything just go flying by. We've lost so much at this point.
The head of the National Guard said there have been more than 1,000 rescues along Florida's southwest coast alone.
For more on the recovery in Florida, I'm joined by Nick Picciotta. He's the vice mayor of Venice, which is about an hour south of Tampa. It's great to have you with us. And when we last spoke with you on the NewsHour on Thursday, you told us that there was standing water in roadways, water in people's homes, people were without power, without cell phone service. What's the situation there today?
So in Venice, we're actually doing a lot better. We've got quite a bit of power back. We've got a good cell service. There's some cell towers that have been brought in, some mobile cell towers, so that people can at least reach family outside of the area and let them know they're doing okay. Not as much standing water. Some of our rivers did crest early this morning, about 4 a.m. So we did have some outlying areas that had some major flooding. And to the south of us, in the south end of the county, there's still a lot of standing water, and hoping we'll recede over the next few days. So, in all, I think we're doing pretty good right now.
How is the recovery effort progressing? And do you have a sense yet of what the rebuilding process will encompass?
Yeah, so basically, you know, our state government, the Florida Division of Emergency Management, has been fantastic. We've got points of distribution set up in the county. The federal government has been giving them what they need to give to us. And then now it's just going to be a matter of seeing how things go with FEMA and everyone getting the support that they need for rebuilding. But I would say it's been a great response. I mean, this could have been a lot longer to get power and cell service where we are.
What's your message to Florida residents who have been displaced by this storm?
You know, I think it's tragic, and I just want everyone to know we will come back from this. You know, Florida's been hit by hurricanes over the years, and one thing about Floridians is they're very resilient people. They're very powerful, and we will come back from this. We will build back stronger, and just remember, Florida strong.
Nick Picciotta is the vice mayor of Venice, Florida. Nick, our best to you and everyone living in the affected parts of Florida.
Thank you so much.